is Oisepas Gevoya Asorum. Take a piece of wood that's 10 tvachim high. Oisepas Gevoya Asorum. Gevoya Asorum. The Meshech Arba Amis. It should be long, like in picture 123. It should be long, Dalad Amis. It should extend into the Movi, Dalad Amis in. Umani Darli Arko Shemovi. Put it like in the length of the Movi. So that's the Eitzah, how you're dividing this Movi into two. Since Alamol, the Oirich of Dalad Amis, makes it into a Movi, so we look as if you have two Movis here. On the right side is one Movi, and it's only 10 Amis wide. Put a Lechi there. So the left side has a Nushe Movi. Put a Lechi there, and it's Mutter. So Rashi, umamidali orko shemovi, b'yemsa pesach, put it right in the middle, dalad amis in. Techivon dikehech shemovi l'orko, since it goes 10 amis inside, shel pasu luhu, kishtei mavois, it makes it look like two mavois. V'nasa ha-pesach echad l'movi zeh, v'pesach ha-sheni l'movi ha-sheni. Each pesach is a pesach by itself, so merely each pesach is less than 10 amis, therefore it's kosher. That's one eitzah. Tosis goes into the shaila of this is called now Movi Okumanat. Like how will you matter it? One side of it has a shame, two Movis now, it should be like a Movi Okum, like a Ches. You go on the right side, turn around, come out the other side. The other side of Tosis, no, this is not called a Movi Okum. You look at each one, a separate Movi by itself. And that's Tosis' first shot. That's what Tosis' Ikup shot is. Mele Oyer have to have just a Lechi, two Lechis. A Lechi on the right side for this Movi, and a Lechi on the left side for that Movi. That's one Eitzah. Inam is at Gemara. Another answer is to the Rav Yehuda. The Yom Rav Yehuda, Movi Shurochiv Chamesha Sarama. You have a Movi that's 15 Amis wide. That's the Movi. 15 Amis wide is how you matter it. You have to make it only 10 Amis wide. Marchik Shteyamis. Go away to like picture 128. Go away 2 Amis, 2 Tfachim from the wall, from the entrance of the wall of the Movi. The Oise Pas Sholosh Amis. Machik shtayamis, go away 2 amis, then b'yoyse pas, make a board, a pas, a piece of wood, sholosh amis, that's 3 amis wide, memelo, this in between now, since this is oimed, merub ala poritz, since the pas is 3 amis wide, and the hole between it and the wall is only 2 amis wide, we say that has a shem mechitza to it, because the pas is wider than the poritz, that's called oimed, is merub ala poritz, therefore that's called like a mechitza. So you have a mechitza taking up 5 amis of the entrance. How much is left over on the right side? 10 amis. 10 amis, all you have to do is put a lechi on the other side, and it becomes kosher. That's the eitzah. So drashi marchik shtei amis. Min ha-koisel. Move away 2 amis from the koisel. Umas chilase shampas. And then make a pas there. V'yoseyo misholosh amis. Make the pas 3 amis wide. Listoi ma-pesach. To close up the pesach. V'nimso chomesh amis elus tumis. Come to say the first 5 amis are like closed up. The 2 amis are wide open. But there it says, since you have a mechitza there that's wider, that's called oimed. The path of 3 is wider than the 2 of poritz. Oimed ruba la poritz has a din mechitza. Now, let's say in our case where it's 20 amis wide, the eitzer is do these 2 eitzers on both sides of the movi. Do it to both sides of the entrance. And Mel, you'll take away from the 20, you'll take away from the 20. Do it on both sides. Like a picture 129, the next page. Drashi, Yevhecha Devi Rochav Chof, Yase Kain Aflut Sarasheni. Do it to the second side. Or Yase Pas Sheshamis, or else the other 8 Swiss Tom, take a big pass, 6 Amis wide, Vyachir Daud Amis, and go away Daud Amis, Venitat Sidi Echad Vem Rubalaporitz. Now picture 130. You have a porus, you have the 4 amis, but then you have the big pas, 6 amis. So this 6 amis is matter the piritza, gives it a shame mechitza. So you have 20 amis of mechitza on the left, 10 amis of mechitza on the left side, and the opening on the right side, 10 amis, that's mutter with the lechi. That's another eitzah. Shredimar Akasha now on Rabbi Yehuda's eitzah. Why do these say bedavka to make a big board of 3 amis and put it 2 amis away? Why was that? It's only eitzah. The yamai. Why can't you have another eitzah? The yamai. Yase pas amu machza. Make a pas just 1.5 amis wide. The yarchuk shtei amis. And go away from the wall 2 amis. The yase pas amu machza. That's the eitzah. Right next to the wall, put a pas 1.5 amis wide. Then let a space be open 2 amis. like a picture, this is picture 131. And then again, put up another pass of 1.5 amma. So what's the vort here? That we should say, if you add up the two passim together, they add up to 3 ammas. So 3 ammas is more than the space in between of two. So the question is, in order to make up this whole thing of mechitzim, is it enough to add up the space of the two mechitzas, the two passim, connected the avar in between? Or else, no. You bedafka have to have each pass has to be bigger than the avar in between, which in this case you don't have it. Since each pass is only 1.5 ammas, and the space in between is 2 ammas, so b'zoi, it's like bottle, it doesn't have a shame pass. That's the shayla. For the Gemara again. V'yamai, why dafka 3 and 2? Yaseh pass amma machza. Make a board 1.5 ammas. V'yachik 2 ammas, and then go away 2 ammas. V'yaseh pass amma machza. And then make another pass an amma and a half. Why isn't that kosher? The Chur, you're telling me it's not kosher. Shmami, I have a right from here. That oimed merubah laporitz, mishtei ruchos. Here, how do you have more oimed, more mechitza than hole, than opening? Only if you can add up the two sides together. Add up 1.5 and 1.5 is 3, so that's more than a 2. You're telling me that is lo heavy oimed. That's not called an oimed. That's why I didn't give you this eitza. You have to look at each beam by itself. Each pass by itself is less than the avir in between. So b'zoi, we say the avir in between is mevatel, the mechitza. And in such a case, it's possible. So Yechurmi, that's what you're telling me according to Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda said, Badafka put a pass 3 amas, connected a pierce of 2 amas, that the pass, the mechitza, is more than the porets, than the opening. But in this case, we have to add up the two sides, I'll tell you it's no good. That's what you're telling me Rabbi Yehuda holds. So the Gemara name, Emerson, you have no right from here. L'yoyla matayei meluch, heavy oimid. Maybe no, maybe that is called an oimid. That's called kosher, that is called an oimid. A big nafkamina will soon see at the end, the Chazonish talks about the hilchos tzitzis. So shalom, you have your tzitzis, and you have the hole for the neck. And l'chura, you have two sides for the shoulders. So l'chura, the two sides of the shoulders is smaller than the hole. If it's smaller than the hole, l'chura, it's no good. Because then the hole in between is mavato, the two sides, it's like bot lagamri. So one eighth would be is if you add up how wide this is, and how wide this is together, if it's wider than the hole in between of the opening by the neck, that would be kosher. A chumadika sheet would be is that each side has to at least be the width of the hole. If each side is shorter than the hole in between, it's like this side that you don't add up the two ends. So you look at each side by itself, so if the ketev on this side is smaller than the hole, it would also be no good. That's what he's mafalful about. All right, we'll see about it more later in Tosfos. So the kitzur right now, we want to say that's no good. If you have 1.5, and then 2 opening, and then another 1.5, that's no good. So the Gemara, loy, I'll tell you, there's no right from here. L'yelam zok the Gemara, l'yelam meimeloch, mutter. I'll tell you, really, all over taker, it's mutter. Escape something like that. Shemin I move. I'll probably say because levi oimid. No, le'ela mei malach heavy oimid. Maybe no. Maybe that is enough. If you have, you could add up the two sides. So even by tzitzis, if you'd be able to add up the two sides of your shoulders, would be more or at least equal to the whole. It would be kosher. I'll tell you. Why here doesn't he give you the seitzer? V'shani hocha the osi avira the high gisa v'avira the high gisa omavatule. Here, like in picture 131. Emerson, on the right side, you have a hole opening of 10 amas wide. So you have a big avar on the right side. So if all you can have next to it is the first pass is only 1.5 amas. And then you have an opening of 2 amas in between. So I tell you, osi avira, the avar of the 10 amas, and the avar of the other 2 on the other side, it's mavato, the first pass of 1.5. That's why here it's possible. Benachnami, in the case we don't have any avar in between, you're only talking about mamish the mechitza itself. Maybe it itself would be kosher. If we have a pass of 1.5, and then an opening of 2, and then another pass of 1.5, if there's no other opening on the right side, just these 2 maybe would be kosher. I could add up the two sides of the hole, and if it's more than the hole in between, it'll be mutter. Now the reason why here it's no good, because here you have this big avir of 10 amas on the right side. So this is mitzvah for the 2 amas, and then mavato, the 1.5 in the middle. That's why here it's no good. So tomorrow that's lushin here. Vishani hocha, the yosei avira the high gisa means the 10 amis wide, the avira the high gisa, and the avira of the 2 amis on the left side. Umavatule, that's why here you don't have this eitza. Therefore, the only eitza is the top eitza, picture 129, where put first 2 amis are open, then 3 amis of a pass. So since there's more oimid here, this more oimid zicher takes away the two open two on the left side, and it makes it like a mechitza. Freddy Gemara of another Reitza, Freddy Gemara. Why don't we have another Reitza? The Yaseh Pas Amma. Make a pass, a piece of wood, one Amma wide. The Yarchik Amma. And go away an Amma. Vaita the Yaseh Pas Amma. Then make another board an Amma wide. Vaita the Yarchik Amma. Then go away a space Amma in between. Vaita the Yaseh Pas Amma. Hey, that's how you take away. If you have, again, the width is 15 Ammas. So you have to take away 5 Ammas. So take away 5 Ammas. By making first one pass, one, then one open, two, one close, three, one open, four, one close, five. Why don't you have that eitzah? My advice to the kasher is that it's hard to find a pass three amas wide. It's easier to find pass him one amas wide. So why don't you have such an eitzah? Here's a churavite to Shema Mino, Oymed Kaporitz Osir. Like here you can tell me, Oymed Kaporitz. Since they're both one amas open, one amas closed, that's also no good. It's only kosher, but dafka, like our first tier, where you have the oimid is 3 amas wide, and the poritz is 2 amas wide, where the oimid is more than the poritz. But in this case, where it's 1, connected 1, you want to tell me also it's poser, and this is a machlekes, later on in the Gemara. If oimid kaporitz is called the mechitza not, where the hole is the same width as the mechitza, is that kosher or not? Later it's a machlekes. So you're telling me now you're right, it's poser? So the manachem will name liyoy. Let me have an arayi from here. Liyoy lemei malach mutter all over. I made kaporis is kosher. I'll tell you all over. V'shani hoch. You know why here in our case is no good again. The yosi yavira the high gisa or the high gisa mavatulein. Because since you have 10 amis, the opening of the mechitza of the opening the pesach to the mavui. So on the right side you have 10 amis. So all you're gonna have next to it, the first pass is gonna be one amma. And then you have one arm open. Since that one arm open is not it takes away the pass in between. Why? Because on the right side you have more avir than you have pass, and the left side the pass is not more than the avir. So that's a swara also avira the high gisa the high gisa omavatlila pass. It's only because there's more avir than there is pass. That's why here it's possible. But in the case where you wouldn't have an opening on the right side, you just have one closed. One open, one closed, one open, maybe that would be kosher. If it's exactly equal, the oimid, as if the poritz, the mechitz are the same width as the poritz, I'll tell you it is kosher. Now here it's possible, because the opening is 10 amis on the right side, that's why it's possible. Fred Gemara vayit another eitzah. Fred Gemara v'yarchik amma. Why don't we have an eitz like this? Go away from the left wall in amma. V'yase pas amro machza. Then make a pass, make the mechitza 1.5 amis. So since it's more than the aver, that aver is not mitzaref anymore with the right side aver, and it's considered closed up. Since the mechitza is more than the aver, that aver is considered like a mechitza closed up. Then, the yarchik amma, again, go away, let an aver be open, space be one amma space. The yasa pass amma machza. And then again, make a pass, 1.5 amis. So in this case, always you have more mechitza than avir, so that soisim always the left side, so this would be good mechitza. And the Gemara Enoch Hanami Yitaka right, such an eitzah would also be good. No, the kulei ha'ilah at v'chur rabbonin. The rabbonin weren't matzuch you so much. So chur, the Gemara could have given the tariff before already. But the Gemara just says, l'fiyemis, what the loch is ahir. But in this case, it also be kosher. Since you only have a space of one amma wide, then you have a pass 1.5, since the mechitza is more than the aver, once it's more than the aver, it's zichasosim. It closes up right away that aver. So you can't say anymore, also avira the high gisa of the high gisa mavatalei. Because once you have more mechitza than the ear, avad, it closes it up right away. So in Yisharlev, it's equal and equal. It will be one closed, one open, one closed, and then 10 amas wide, since this one closed cannot be mavato the one open, because it's equal. So since they're equal, we say the aver on this side and the aver on the other side come together as mavato that one. But here, where the mechitzer in between is 1.5 amis, which is more than the left side space open, so that's right away closes up completely the left side. So merely you have a good 5 amis in mechitzer, and merely it's kosher. So this would also be good. This is also a good case. Fred Gemara Kasha now, so how would we matter this movie? We have a new way to be matter this movie. the Mavi is more than 20 Yamas wide. The answer is, again, like picture 129, that make a space of 2 Amas and then put a pass of 3 Amas. So that takes place. If it's only 15 Amas wide, that alone is enough. If it's 20 Amas wide, you have to do it on both sides. So both sides, you have a covering of 5 Amas. In between, you're left with 10 Amas. So you have to have just a lechi for the Pesach in between. Fred the Gemara is over lechish. Weren't we afraid? Dilma Shovik Pischarabba. People will stop using the entrance of the middle entrance. The 10 Amas wide in the middle, they'll stop using that. The eye of a Pischazutam. And they'll start using the small entrance of 2 Amas. 2 Amas wide is also wide enough to have an entrance. Anything more than Dalat Tvachim is called an entrance. So here you have 2 Amas on the right side or 2 Amas on the left side. Let's be afraid. How are you saying it's mutter just to put a lechi by the 10 Amas in the middle? Why am I afraid people will leave that Pesach and use the side Pesachim? Have the Gemara Amar Avada Bamasna Chazoka. There's such a Chazoka. That what ain't not the meniach Pesach Godol, v'nichnas the Pesach Kotem. People don't leave a small opening and don't leave the big opening to go to the small one. So since Mitzchil they're rogling using the big opening, Havada will still use it now. So the lochas brought down Chazoka means we nemon they won't leave it. But Luyit Sui Lamaisa people leave the big opening and use the small opening and the chnami. Then you can't be matu with the lechi alone in between. There's a new halacha then. Then you have to use the Tzuras HaPesach. But Tzuras HaPesach helps even though people don't use the Pesach. But Chazok in the Gemara means is minastam minemon people will not leave the big opening to use the small openings. Therefore, what's the Ika Pesach of this Mavi? The in between the middle 10 Amos. So all you have to do is put a lechi there and it's mutter to metatl inside the Mavi. So you're telling me what? That people don't leave a big opening to use a small one. Is that true? Frek the Gemara. Umayshna midrabam yudrabasi. We had before halacha not like that. That their cases were that if on the side wall of the Mavi there becomes a pirtza, so the halacha was if the pirtza is less than gimel tfachim off the front, then we say fakert. Since it's on side walls of pirtza, people start to come in on the side wall and mail that and mail it's mavato the first. It's Mavato, the first Pesach. Like picture 26, 27. Yeah, picture 26 and 27. We had Rav Ami said that if you have the pier of the wall, if the top wall, the right side wall has a pirtza to it. So if the beginning is less than Gimel Tvachim, he said, then it becomes Pasul. Why? Because people leave over the big entrance on the right side and they begin to use the side entrance. So you see, people do leave over a big entrance to use the side entrance. And therefore, taka, the first entrance is possible. So what are you telling me now? It's so poshid. People don't leave the big one to use the small one. And for the Gemara poshid. Hosom kamamai pilucha. Over there, Avami is talking about where is the hole, where is the new Pesach on the side? On the side, you save yourself a shortcut. You don't have to make the whole turn around the corner. So then it's as far as people leave over the big Pesach to take the shortcut. Or Behocho, they're both in the front of the entrance. There's no shortcuts here. Havad here, loikom amayit bilucham. Since there's no shortcut, you're not saving yourself anything. So Pshita, they don't leave over the big Pesach to use the small one. It's still more shtat, it's more nicer to use the big Pesach. So rather they use the big Pesach. Melo be kosher to put a lechi just by the 10 amis of the big Pesach. So the Gemara, Tanan Hosam. We learned the halacha of Tyrus, Mishnah Kalim. Or ho'asla. Or is a piece of skin. Ho'asla is on top, Rashi says, of a beis akise. It's like picture 134. They used to use like a beis akise, you would sit on it, and the tzoyah would go down in the middle and the hole in between. What's negated to us, though, it's a piece of skin, a piece of ore, that it has in the middle a hole to it, and there are two sides of the skin. Now, what's negated to us is we want to know that it has a shame, oil al hames. The Moshe, you have this skin here, and underneath the skin there's a mace. And the skin is on top. So the mace is here, and there are kalim right next to it. See if this skin on top has the same oil, we say the tumas of mace goes up, hits the oil, goes to the sides of the oil, and comes down again, it'll be metam of the kalim in the house. Like in picture 137. Lo yitzui on top, this aleph, is the or hasla, and on the bottom, the mace is on the bottom. See if it has the same oil, the kalim on the side of the house will also become tummy. Now, what's the loch of an oil? An oil has to at least be a tefach by a tefach. It has to be at least a tefach long and a tefach wide. That's what an oil has to be. Here the shailer is, this skin has a hole in between. In the middle, there's a hole. So the shaila, do you look at the two signs to give it a shame like it's oimid mrubal aporet? It closes up the hole in between and it looks like one oil, or else no. Since you have a hole in between, you're not mitzayar of the two sides and it doesn't have a shame oil. That's our shaila. Tanan hosam or ha'aslam v'chalal shaloi, and you have a hole in the middle of it, is mitzayarfin. It is mitzayarf. It has a shame. It has a shame oil to it. B'tefach. Abi lemaise, it's a tefach wide, even though in the middle there's a hole to it, still it's kosher. So the more my orasla, what is this orasla? Omar Rabba Baba Chonam of Yechinin, or kisui shebeis kisei. This is the or the skin they put on top of the beis kisei, their stool where they sit on, and the tsoye goes down in the middle. The kama. Now how wide is the chal this whole orasla? Kiyosi Ravdimi. Omar, the case is like this. So Rav Dimi says the case is like this. This, you know, he doesn't need to make a picture for this. You only have to have your own picture. So there are two ways here. Yom Rabba Baruchonam Rav Yechim or Kisim Es Kisim Dekama Kiyosi Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi learns Omar Etzpayim Mikan. First there are two Etzpas. That's how the thickness of the width of the or of the skin before there's the hole. Then the etzpayim mikan, and there are two etzpas on the other side of the hole. The etzpayim revach biemsa. There's mamish two etzpas, two etzpas of space in between. That's the way the skin looks. It's mamish two etzpas on one side, two etzpas is the hole in the middle, and two etzpas on the right side. And still it's kosher. Still that's called a mechitza. It's called an oil. So here you see that oimed keporis is kosher. That's the way Rav Dimi learns. Kiyosi Ravin, when Ravin came, he learned a little bit different. Omar, the case is like this. Etzpal machzimikan. There's 1.5 etzboyas on the right side. The etzpal machzimikan. There's 1.5 etzboyas on the left side. The etzpal revach biemsa. Now the hole in between is less than the two sides. It's only one etzpa in between. So Eshtin's Ravis has a shear altogether of just 4 etzboyas. And Rav Dimi has a shear of 6 etzboyas. And the Chur will soon see there's no stira. They're both equaling up to a tefach. There are different ways of making up a tefach. Almost the Eshtons, Omalei Abayler Rav Dimi. Mi Poligisu, is there any machlekes between you, Rav Dimi, and Ravin? Omalei Loi, no, there's no machlekes, we're not dingazich. Like Mara Machor, Mara Machor, Vloi Pligi. We're both saying two different measurements, but we'll soon see. There are three ways how to make up a tefach. And the Gemara, Loi, there's no machlekes. He's talking about big fingers. That means the goydel. Like the picture once on the picture of your thumb. If you handle with your thumb, all you need is just 4 goydels. 4 thumbs make up a tefach. That's all you need. So because the Ravin was talking about thumbs, therefore he said if you have 1.5 shear on the right side, 1.5 on the left side, that's 3. And 1 thumb in the middle opening, that's called the shear of 4 thumbs, and that's called a tefach. That's what Rav is talking about. Hobizutrasom. Rav Dimi, that has a cheshbon of 6 etzboyes, he said 2, 2, and 2, is talking about a pinky, and the pinky, you need 6 pinkies to make up a tefach. So there's no machlekes. He's talking about small pinkies, and he's talking about big thumbs. Ho beravrisa, ho bezutrisa. Well, like pinky, there's no machlekes. Rashi says, beravrisa is Rashi begoidel, or before Rashi, vikama, ye benekev. How much is the hole? She a bottle eitzaloimid. That this hole is not mevatel the mechitza, but prakert. It's bottle to the mechitza. She sviv, that's on the side of it. V'nachas pregat chelis. Amrinan, tefach diraisa. What's called a tefach mediraisa? Dalet begoidel. 4 thumbs make up a tefach. Chomesh betzbo. If you want to have the middle finger, the second finger. Etzpa is the second finger, 5 of them. V'shish bezutrisa. And 6 pinkies that make up a tefach. But Rav was the Rashi begoidel, so Ravim was talking about thumbs. Therefore, he had a cheshbon of 4, 1.5, 1.5, and 1. Bezutrasa, and Rav Dimi was talking about pinkies, bietzpektana, the small pinky. So therefore, he said 2, 2, and 2. Yeah. So it could be there's no machlekes. So the Gemara of Olay Pligan is that true? There's no machlekes. Omalei. Yeah, again, we're holding Daf Yud Amid Beis. So just less Gemara again. Tanan Hosam. Or Ha'aslo V'Chalal Shalo is Mitzarfin. B'Tefach. That it has a shame Tefach, it has a shame oil over the mace. My or ha'aslo, what does it mean or ha'aslo? Omer Rabba Baba Chona, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, or kisui shabeis ha'kise. It means the or of the skin, like the cover on top of the beis ha'kise. That it was like a cover, and that the tzoyah would come out in the middle of the cover. The kama, how wide, how big was this or was this piece of skin? Kiyosi Rav Dimi Omar. So it's machloikis. Rav Dimi said this is the pshat. Etzpayim mikan, it's two etzpas of skin on the right side. The etzpayim mikan, there are two etzpas, a thickness, a width of two etzpas of skin on the left side. The etzpayim revach biemsa, and the middle of the hole open, and the middle is also wide, two etzbois, which this is a tefach, we'll see later, that if you measure it with the small a pinky, with the small finger, there are six etzbois to the tefach. So this or haslo was a tefach wide. It was made up of two etzpois of skin, then two etzpois a hole, and then two etzpois again a skin. That's the way Rav Dimi learned. So the Mar Kiyosi Rovin, when Rovin came, Omar, he learned this is the measurement of the or hasla. Etzpa umachtsu mikan. It was 1.5 etzpois on the right side. The etzpa umachtsu mikan, and 1.5 etzpois on the left side. The etzpa revach biemsa. And the hole, the space in between, was only one etzpa, was less than either side of the skin. So this is the way Rovin learned. Omalei Abaya, so Abaya said, L'Rav Dimi to Rav Dimi, Mi Peligisu, is there a machlekes between you and Rovin? Is there any machlekes? Omalei Loi, I tell you no, maybe there's no machlekes. I say a share of two etzbois, and he says a share of 1.5 and 1.5 and one etzba. Now I tell you, Ho Baravrusa, as I'm talking about a bigger shear, no, Hobravasa. Rovin is talking about the sum. If you make the sums, how many sums is there in the Tevach? We said before, four sums. So therefore, his shear was 1.5 and 1.5, which was 3, and 1 in the middle. Hobizutrasa. And Rav Dimi was talking about the small finger, the pinky. So you need 6 pinkies to make up a Tevach. Therefore, it's 2, 2, and 2. So maybe there's no machlekes. Hey, Samaramachod, Voloi Pligi. So the Gemara of Olay Pligin, is that true? There's no machlekes here. Or Malay Laya Pligusu. No, the Hechruch, there is a machlekes here. And what is the machlekes? We'll soon see what's the Hechruch. Why do we say there's a machlekes? But what is the machlekes? Uva Oimed Meruba Al Haporitz Mishtei Ruchais Pligisu. The machlekes is here where you have to have more Oimed, more Mechitza, more covered place has to be than the open place in the middle. If we're going now and have a minum that porridge climate, it would be equal. The same amount of space and the same amount covered would not be good. You have to have more covered space, more mechita, than you have open space. So the machlokes is, how do you count the covered space connected to the open space? Do you count both sides and say if you add up both sides, since they are more than the middle, it's good? Or no, Rovin says, no, each side by itself has to be more than the middle space. That's the machlokes. Again, the lashon is uva oimed. If you have more oimed, more mechitza meruba al haporetz mishnei ruchos. When you have to come on to add up the two sides, pligusim lidi doch. According to you, it means according to Rav Dimi, heavy oimed. According to Rav Dimi, that's also kosher. Therefore, even though the hole in between is two etzbois wide, and each side by itself is only two etzbois, so you don't have more mechitza each side by itself connected the hole. So what? We add up, though, the two sides together, which is four etzbois, and four etzbois is more than the whole of two etzbois. That's Rav Dimi Shita. Mashenke and Lerovin, Rovin said the shear was 1.5 and 1.5 on each side, and only one etzba, one goydel in between. I'll tell you, according to Rovin, Meruach Achas Hevi Oimid. You have to look at each oimid, each side by itself. Meruach Achas Hevi Oimid. If each side by itself is more than the whole, then it's kosher. Then it's called a mechitzim. But Mishtei Ruchais, if you have to add up both sides together, and that's more than the whole, Loi Hevi Oimid, that's no good. Therefore, Rovin says the case is Bedavka, where it's 1.5 on each side, and the middle is only one etzba. Therefore, the sides, each side by itself is more than the middle, therefore it's considered like a mechitza. Therefore, here what's Nagei to us, it's called an oil over the mace. So at the Gemara, here's our Gemara, and di salko daito. Because if you're going to think, you're going to tell me, loy pelagis, so that there's no machlokes here,
in according to Rovin, hoho ibor le lememur. If really there's no machlokes, just one is talking about thumbs and one is talking about pinkies, so this is the way Rovin is talking about thumbs should have said, etzpa ushlish mikan, you have one and the third thumb on the right side, v'etzpa shlish mikan, one and the third size of skin on the left side of a thumb, v'etzpa shlish revach b'emtza, and one and the third space open in between. And that should also be kosher, if you're going to tell me there's no machlokes, that both of them hold, you could add up the two sides, since they're more than the middle, it's kosher. So the elamai, that's more v'yela, my pleginon, that there is a machlokes here, that there is, that Rovin says, no, you cannot add up the two sides. Just each side by itself has to be more than the middle. But according to Rav Dimi, you could add up the sides. Fred Gemara, v'yela my pleginon, there is a machlokes, l'didi, according to Rav Dimi, it should have said like this. This is what Rav Dimi should have said. A bigger chiddush. He should have said, if you have an etzpa ushnei shlishi mikan, you have one etzpa and two thirds width on one side is the skin. The etzpa ushnei shlishi mikan, and one etzpa, one pinky, and two thirds on the left side. The etzpayim ushnei shlishim revach b'yemsa, and you have two etzpas and two thirds in between b'yemsa. That's also kosher. That's what he should have said. He should have said a bigger chiddush. That not only two and two, he should have said a bigger chiddush, that the hole in between is bigger than either one of the sides. But still, since you ate up the sides, it should be kosher. If that's a Vimis chiddush, he should have said like that. A bigger chiddush, that even if the middle is more than each side, why does he only say two and two, where the hole is equal to each side? Have the Gemara Eli E Kilamema de Paginan. If you want to still say there is a machlokes between Rav Dimi and Rovin, I'll tell you beporitz koimed paginan. The machlokes is if poritz, that means the hole, the space in between koomud, is the exact same space as the sides, is that kosher or not paginan? That according to Rav Dimi, it's only kosher when you have two and two, because you look at the hole in between, that's two etzbois wide. How much is each side by itself? Two etzbois side. So since they're equal, that's also called the mechitza. It's in other words, nobody holds that you can add up the two sides together. If that's more than the whole, it's kosher. No, havaz, you can't add up the two sides. You have to look at each side by itself. So according to Rav Dimi, his kulur is that if the side and the whole is the same shear, that's called oimed, is kaparet, it's kosher. And Rovin holds no. If the side and the hole in between, if they're equal, it would also be possible. Because he holds oimed, kiparitz is no good. You badafka have to have more oimed than paritz. Therefore, according to Rovin, it's only kosher if on one side it's 1.5 thumbs, and the middle is only one thumb space. Therefore, the oimed, the mechitza part, the covered part of the skin, is more than the oimed. That's pshat and Rovin. That's the machlokes. Ben Echanami, nobody holds if you add up the two sides, even though that's more than the middle. But since the space is more wider than either one of the sides by itself, avad will be possible. Now, the Chazon Ish, in Hilchus Tzitzis, in Simon Beis, at the end, Sifkon Tes, wants the boyers from our Gemara that we hold, that if the Moshul, if you have a pair of Tzitzis, and you have the two sides of the Tzitzis where your neck goes through it, and then you have the opening for your head to go through it. So he wants to say, if the two sides, the Ksofim, are not wider then the hole in between, it could be that the tzitzis is possible. Because we hold the maskoner is that we do not add up the two sides of the ksofim, nor the hole in between. If the hole in between would be bigger than each side of the tzitzis, he wants to say the tzitzis would be possible. So you have to make sure that the hole is at least the same width as the sides of the tzitzis are. Because if the sides of the tzitzis would not be as wide as the opening of the tzitzis, like our Gemara, that would not be called like a mechitza, would be possum. It's interesting to take a look there, even though the Mishnah, he says himself, the Mishnah is not much like that, but that's the Chazon Ish's Shita. Gemara Yim Yeshle Tzuras HaPesach, Afo Pi Shirochav Me'eser, is Einer Tzorach Lamayit. This was the Mishnah. That if you have a Tzuras HaPesach by the door, the opening of the Movi, then even though the Movi is more than 10 Amos wide, still is kosher. As when is it possible just for the Kari of Alechi? But if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, then it's kosher even though it's wider than 10 Amos. That's the din of the Mishnah.
So the Mora Ashkichon Suras HaPesach the Mahani Baruchboy. The Mishnah says klo that even though the Pesach is wider than 10 Amis, if you have a Suras HaPesach, it's kosher. It's not smatter even though it's wider than 10 Amis. Hu Adin V'yamaltero the Mahani B'Gvoya. There was another loch in the Mishnah that if the Kaira is more than 20 Amis high, it's possible. Well, he's had an heter for it. If you have an amaltero, that's like something special that you look up to see the woods, the special woods sticking out. Who are then you look up further ready to see the koira? So if you have an amaltero, it means special woods sticking out on the side of the movi, so then you look up further and it's kosher, even though the koira is more than 20 amas high. So these were the two aterium. For the width, it says klo surah sapesach is matter, and if it's too high, an amaltero was matter. For the Gemara, Ipchamai, what's going to be just the